Blackstone presents Firefly, What Makes Us Mighty by M.K. England. This book is read by James Anderson Foster. To everyone fighting their own revolution or suffering in silence until their moment comes, you are mighty. And, of course, for my best browncoats, Dave and Leeson. 1. The atmosphere aboard Serenity had seldom been more tense and full of murderous intent than it was on the eve of their arrival at Kerry. It was nothing to do with the job, pretty straightforward, that. Pick up some sealed cargo from a black market broker, drop it off to some guy who calls himself a duke, get the second half of their payment, dust off, get back in the black with pockets looking a little more shiny. True, the Duke was an Alliance type, at least in the sense that the Alliance left him alone to play at ruling his little empire, but his money spent the same. Captain Malcolm Reynolds didn't love taking on any sort of work that might benefit Alliance folk, but the captain had to take jobs as they came, even when it meant rubbing elbows with those friendly to the enemy. Still the enemy. Always the enemy. They weren't working directly for the Alliance, and they were staying far away from the core, so there was a line there. Somewhere. A line that moved, depending on how empty the crew's bellies were, and how many parts were currently falling off the ship. So thankfully, no. There was no problem with the imminent delivery of their cargo. There was, however, a murder about to be committed. A murder between crew members. Fratricide, one could call it, considering how cozy and family-like the crew had become, and with all the associated complexities and irritations. Unsurprisingly, Jane Cobb was the would-be perpetrator of violence upon Simon Tam's delicate personage. "You rotten no-good hundan," he shouted across the dining table, his face turning an alarming shade of vermilion. "How to strangle the life out of you with that fancy little tie of yours." Simon Tam's eyes went wide, immediately flicking over to Mal and Zoe as if to ask, "Are you going to protect me from this madman?" Help was decidedly not coming from either corner, considering the amusement both seemed to be enjoying at Simon's expense. As much as they appreciated having a brilliant doctor around, they equally appreciated witnessing his delicate, well-bred feathers ruffled at every opportunity. Their smirks told Simon he was most...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?